Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's 22 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50, and time for a pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called mostly steady, but there are some narrowly mixed undertones seen early that may swing the average prices either up or down a bit from Friday's quotes. Terminals are called mostly steady, but a couple of locations are seen firmer. Top prices from $30 to $34. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $30. And the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, November 30th. Negotiated swine purchases were 15,924 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $40 to $54.99. The weighted average was $50.28, a gain of $1.17 from last Thursday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $32.47 to $41.63, and the weighted average was $38.23. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $10,495. The base price range was $40.25 to $57.25, and the weighted average was $51.95, a gain of 27 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $32.22 to $43, and the weighted average was $38.51. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Over the Midwest Corn Belt, the first winter storm of the season over the weekend, producing icy conditions mainly across the northern half of Illinois and Indiana on northward. Snow is yet far enough north into portions of Minnesota and Wisconsin and Michigan primarily, but even south of there where it was more ice than snow, travel conditions were a problem. That's now ended. Travel will be better today. And we do have a few weather systems expected to move through in rapid fashion across the Midwest this week, generally in a northwest to southeast track. Little clipper systems that could touch off light snow that could cause a few hours of travel difficulty in places as they come through. One is going to come through Illinois and Indiana tomorrow night into Wednesday morning, and then another one probably Thursday night into Friday morning, the way it appears right now. And so that will be affecting some of the upper Midwest as well, those systems as they come on through. Generally speaking, no more than 2 inches of snow in most spots, so it's not going to be heavy snow, not a crippling winter weather pattern by any stretch. But on the other hand, we're now into a winter weather pattern here, and the weather systems will be coming through a little more frequently. We'll have mainly cloudy weather across the Midwest, although today some sunshine will prevail. Now, going to the southern hemisphere, as we take a look at South America, first of all, we'll check in on Argentina and talk about the fact that they do have a little bit of they have had a little bit of precipitation on a scattered basis across Argentina, but it doesn't look like there's been enough rain to really reverse any dry trends down there. It's been very dry of late in the western sections of the Argentinian growing area. Primarily during the month of November, rainfall totals in Argentina were well below average across Santiago del Estero, Cordoba, northern and western La Pampa. Now, eastern La Pampa is where more crops are grown. Also, Santa Fe and Entre Rios were quite dry. Now, the other growing areas are pretty dry. The only area where rainfall approached average in the crop-producing areas was in northern Buenos Aires. So, Argentina, very, very dry during the month of November, so that's not favorable for crop development there. Meanwhile, in Brazil, most areas had plentiful rainfall, although for the month, portions of Mato Grosso do Sul, Goiás, Minas Gerais and Bahia were below average on rainfall, although that was changing in the latter part of November. Some of those northeastern areas were bone dry for 2 months and started getting rain a couple of weeks ago. So what's the big picture looking like here? Well, it appears that there will be some scattered showers and thunderstorms in some of the eastern crop areas of Argentina late today through tomorrow. That would include Entre Rios, the southern half of Santa Fe, and northern Buenos Aires. That's where there's going to be the highest coverage of precipitation. Elsewhere, just isolated showers. So a few fields will get beneficial rain in Argentina, but I think the bigger picture is that there will be dry pockets remaining, and then after tomorrow, it looks like drier weather comes back in there. Now, as far as Brazil is concerned, it looks like there will be some showers and thunderstorms from the middle to latter part of this week, mainly in the central growing areas, Mato Grosso do Sul, Sao Paulo, Paraná, even into Santa Catarina. And looks like northeastern areas will start to turn drier after a wet couple of weeks. And far southern portions of Brazil are turning drier, too. That's Rio Grande do Sul. Bottom line, we're going to have to watch closely Argentina and southern Brazil. And you know what? Those are the areas that are typically driest when we have a La Nina. And there is a La Nina in the Pacific Ocean right now. So this could be the beginning of a persistent problem. So that's something we'll have to monitor. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, providing independent commodity and financial analysis to clients throughout the United States. Risk Management Commodities Incorporated has offices located in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. More information is available at 866-837-9027.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat. Make that March wheat open at 904¾, down 1¼, last trade down 4½. At the Board of Trade, December wheat open at 865¾, down 1¼, last trade down 6. July, 759¾, down 2¼, last trade down 5. December corn open at 383¾, down 3/4, last trade down 2. March, 401 down a half, last trade down a quarter. July, 420 down 1, last trade down 1½. December, 430¼, down a quarter, last trade down a half. January beans open at 1083¼, up 3¼, last trade down 7½. July, 1108, up 1, last trade down 5. November, 1010½, down a quarter, last trade down 4¼. December soybean meal open at 289.40, up 110, last trade down 180. December soybean oil open at 45.80, up 16, last trade down 42. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Overnight, both beans and corn went down to their 20-day moving averages, and I have to wonder, Brian, if by week's end we've settled below those numbers.
You know, Dave, I'm kind of in your camp there. I think we probably do end up pushing a little bit further south. It just feels like there's some funds that are coming in here, taking some profits early. You've got some reason to believe that they could be doing that with heavy, heavy volume in the overnight session last night. Big ranges in overnight trade. We had a 7-cent range in corn, a 20-cent range in the beans, racing higher right out of the chute last night, and then running out of gas and falling with the energy market, because somewhere around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, we started to see the energy sell-off come in, and that drug the grain markets with them to the minus side. So I think these outside markets are going to be all important to us. Demand news this morning is relatively light. If we don't see some significant demand, I think you could see this thing take a little bit of a break.
And so we look at those outside markets, and crude oil is down again today, although it's slightly off its lows from this morning, testing its 50-day moving average.
And the dollar's down 17 points, so those two kind of offset each other. Gold's actually come back to trade in the plus here this morning. So I think it'll be interesting as we approach the open as to where this crude oil market's trading, where the dollar's trading. That'll kind of give us an indication whether we can get back to unchanged or not with these marketplaces. Deliveries remain heavy out here. You had another round of fairly heavy deliveries in the wheat, in the corn. The beans, we're seeing some decent deliveries, but ADM is coming in to stop some of those deliveries. I don't see major stoppers out here in the corn and the wheat at this point, though. I think trade's going to be looking for the India wheat announcement, see what kind of wheat they buy, take off the marketplace out here. Corn's really range-bound. Corn in March has been range-bound between 391 and 409. If we break that 391 mark, especially break 390, I think you got to get a little bit of corn sold out here just in case we don't come back. Beans, you've got 1070 support in the January with a trend line coming up just below that 1070 mark. So any kind of a harsh break in the beans, and you probably need to get a little bit of that stuff sold.
So the calls this morning then?
I'm going to go with 1 to 2 lower in the corn, probably 5 to 7 in the beans, and I'm going to say wheat will be 4 to 6 lower, something like that, as we get started. And then they'll look at the outside markets to kind of get their feel from where to trade for the balance of the day.
About 25 seconds to talk about the Merck.
Well, I think the hogs probably end up, the cash hogs are starting at least steady here this morning. I think they'll try and bounce back to the higher side just a little bit. Haven't seen much on the cattle at all today, Dave.
Thank you very much, Brian. You have a great day today.
Thanks.
Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana, joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.